Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a little snippet of a conversation I have had many times. I'm going to see if y'all are all with me. This is a conversation that sometimes takes place in a hospital, sometimes in the back of a squad car, sometimes looking at a parent. The question is asked, what were you thinking? And the answer invariably comes back, I wasn't thinking. Anybody? We've all, okay. You can do a lot. Not thinking gets you into a lot of problems. As Glenn was talking about, when you try to feel your way through everything, that leads to a lot of temporary happiness and a lot of long-term problems. That's what we're talking about here. That's why we want to think our way through our walk. That's why we want to use our mind. We want to have strategy, because your walk with the Lord is something you're trying to build for the long haul. And that is always, whenever you're trying to do something for the long haul, you have to think your way through that. You have to have a strategy about that. If you were going to build a house, you wouldn't do that based on what you felt like working on. You wouldn't get to day two and go, I don't feel like putting down foundation anymore. I feel like windows. You can't skip to windows. You got to start here. You got to think your way through things, because as I'm going to pick up on something Pastor Neil was saying there. I like that a lot. To love God is to know God. To love someone is to know someone. To love is based on knowledge. Love is not a feeling. Love is more than a feeling. Here's how I know that's true, because I don't know about you, but I love people even though I want to choke the life out of them. That is what my feeling is telling me. In that moment, you have to go to what you know about what God says about them, about times in the past when they were not a knucklehead. You have to lean on something you know, because feelings are very temporary. And knowledge is, and as Glenn put it, wisdom is something that lasts. It lasts through more time, and it lasts when you are going through your ups and downs with your emotions. This pipe is not going to explode, I promise. It's just helping out. It's expressing its feelings. It will survive because of that, and we can all take a lesson from the pipe. I just made that up on the moment, and I feel it was pretty good, and y'all aren't giving me enough credit. I'm going to point that out. Here's what I'm saying. I want you to think about what it means to feel better when someone says that. Oh, something happens. Oh, I feel better. You only feel better for a minute, right? Another bad feeling's coming. If you put your hand on the stove and you pull it off and put it in some ice, you're going to feel better for a second. You're still going to have problems with that hand, right? If you've put your hand on the stove, you now know better than to put your hand on the stove. And knowing better lasts a lot longer than feeling better. I'm going to tell you, once you know better, you just know better. We're there now. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel worse about the same issue. We don't just have a feeling about something and then decide that's the feeling we have about that, right? It comes back around. It jumps on you. Feelings are no way to make a decision, because you don't have any control over that. God wants you to have agency, control over the decisions you make in your life. And that's not how feelings work, is it? Feelings just kick the door down and say, hi, I'm anger. We're doing anger now. But knowledge, wisdom, is something you can pull into what you're doing and then apply that. You get to choose how you make that application. Emotions, feelings, try to get you to do all sorts of stupid ideas. I don't know. Again, this may just be me talking about this. I swear it's going to be fine. Happens every week. Y'all aren't here every week. Have some courage and faith, and just don't focus on it. Maybe this is just me. But I don't know. Maybe if anybody has ever had the group of friends where you're standing there about to make a very poor decision. You're about to jump off something or punch someone or eat something that's been in the fridge for a month or whatever it is, and you got a group of people going, yeah, do it. You should do it. Come on, do it. Does that ever lead to a good decision? No. No, it doesn't. That is what it's like to make feelings based on your emotions. Because your emotions just kick in and say, come on, yeah, it'll be fun. What's the worst that could happen? Come on, it'll be great. Knowledge is something very different. Emotions try to get you to do something even though you know better. But once you know better, that's where you can keep building. That's where you can really pursue a relationship with the Lord in that way. And Tasha, let's bring up this verse. This is a verse out of 1 Peter, and this is from the Message translation. So it's maybe a little different than what you've heard, but it's a really good translation of this. It says, "So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing." This is the way Paul defines slipping back into evil. Just doing what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. You know better. "As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with its holiness." I like that so much. There's a lot of decisions we made in our old life, things we're still struggling with now, that you can reduce down to you didn't know any better. That's fine. We've all been there. We're all still there now. There are things we're moving and growing on. But once you know better, you know better. But if you let your emotions take you there, you say, "I'm just going to do what I feel like doing," that's going to get you tripped up. That's not how that works. Love is about what you know. It's not about what you feel. And your relationship with the Lord is based on things you know. There's a place in the book of Mark where Jesus refers to the devil as the father of all lies. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about every time you've been tempted into a bad decision, rushed your way into something, and didn't think it through. There's that little voice on your shoulder that's trying to get you whipped up, right? The devil plays on your emotions because they're always inconstant. There's always something there to poke at. If you're sure about what you know, he can't poke at that, right? When you're struggling to get the job and you hear that little voice that says, "You probably don't have this job because God hates you." Now, I would think that God, what with the smiting and the lightning bolts at his disposal, if he hated you, you would know it. But some people think, "I missed the bus. Clearly God hates me." That's not your emotions. That's the fact that you are standing outside in 15 degree weather and you got to wait for another bus. Those are feelings. But if you stop on what you know that Jesus loves you. You know that he died for you. You know you have people in your life who are willing to encourage you and build you up. You know all these things. That's what a life built with God can come on. And when you focus on things you know, when you lead with your mind, all those good emotions are going to come, good and bad. We're not telling you not to be emotional. We're not telling you not to live that fullness of life. That's part of what God gave us in life. Is you're supposed to have joy and peace and all those good things. And we're not telling you not to go by that. But we're telling you they don't get to navigate. When something is really important, you want a strategy, right? Someone told you right now that there's $1 million in cash at this address downtown, and here's the address, go. You wouldn't just kind of feel your way there. You would get a map and you would get a plan and you would figure out the shortest distance from you to what that is. So the life God has for you, the things he's calling you for, you don't want to waste your time feeling your way around. You want to get some wisdom, as Glenn is saying, from the Lord, from people in your life. And you want to have the best way, the smartest way, because that's God's way. Amen? Amen. All right, we're going to release our host team. They're going to prepare our meal for us. And now welcome up our cleanup hitter from Rosa Light Missionary Baptist.